Bitsy and Whipper.
Welcome to the podcast. This is just the finest moments. We've just trimmed all the fat off.
It's the dregs, really.
Not
isn't
the dregs.
It?
No. We trimmed it back is. And we kept the good stuff. We only bottle the great stuff, and that's what's on the podcast.
It's at the end of a party, you walk around, and if you don't have any more money for drinks, you just drink the dregs.
No, you don't. It's not a cab grab. It's not trying to pick up a girl on the way home in a taxi line. This is true love, what we give to you with the podcast. Here's an interesting one overnight. Sydney Swans welfare manager. How good's this? Dennis Carroll, his name is. He flew up to the NT because Colin O'Riordan, who's a rookie down at the Sydney Swans, he's an Irish recruit. He punctured a lung, Fitzy, playing against the NT Thunder.
As you do.
And it became too dangerous for him to fly. So what they had to do here is Dennis flew to Darwin, picked up the young recruit, picked up Colin. They then had to share 4 days in the car driving back to Sydney.
13 in 2014, we want to hear your longest road trip. Longest road trip that you've ever had in your life.
What about longest road trip with someone you don't know very well?
Well, Dennis Carroll is a legend down at the Sydney Swans. Yep. He's an old player, and he brings up these young kids, so he probably knows Colin really well. He's probably recruited Colin.
Look, I hope so. I mean, they couldn't believe it. He came out, and he's Colin's brother, Kevin. Kevin O'Riordan, he came out and said, well, that's the equivalent of driving from Dublin to Athens in Greece. I mean, that would be just an unbelievable trip. You run out of conversation pretty quick, don't you, when it's sort of a professional chat?
Well, I was in a car with co-workers from Wagga to Brisbane for a road trip, and it was 5 days, and I got put in a car with a girl I'd never met before who just found out she was pregnant but hadn't told anyone, but seeing as she told me, we had to stop every half hour for bathrooms, and she suddenly thought, I can't talk to anyone else about it, I'm just going to talk to Sarah.
For 5 days from Wagga to Brisbane.
Yeah, sort of 4 or 5 hours a day. That it wasn't a consistent drive. Yeah, and by the end of it, by Canberra, I was just not okay.
My auntie and uncle lived up on the Gold Coast, so Dad used to drive the Ford Cortina from Adelaide to the Gold Coast.
Oh, there's a good trip.
And we'd stay in Hay.
Yep.
We'd stay in Forbes.
Yep.
And it would take us 3 days, and it was horrible.
Yeah, how good's a motel in Forbes?
That's where I got a lot of respect for my old man. That's where he learned to belt his kids with one hand, Sarah.
Oh, holding the steering wheel with the other?
While he was driving at 120 k's an hour, he could belt us from the front seat into the back seat. It was an amazing gift.
And handle the beautiful Cortina at the same time. These guys were getting up from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. each day, 12 hours. No. Just bombing your way down from Darwin.
Dane's giving us a call from Woi Woi. What road trip did you go on, Dane?
Dano. No, we've lost Dano. Maybe he's still on his road trip and he's dropped out of service.
Dropped out.
I mean, it becomes a bit of a fight over what music you're going to listen to. Toilet stops are annoying on a road trip. You're talking about the pregnant girl. God, you don't want to do that when you're in the car with John Whipfley. He wants to start and stop when we get there. No brakes, no slowing down.
Look, you guys know I love KFC more than anyone in the world, right?
I don't know. Whipper loves it a lot.
Yeah, good point. I mean, if you saw me in the City to Surf, and you'll know a lot of the Nova t-shirts said, run like Whipper runs into KFC, which means excited and at a great pace.
We need to make a phone call, though, because I feel like the Australian KFC is falling behind a little bit.
What's happened?
Not long ago, we found out that over in Hong Kong, KFC unveiled a brand new fried chicken lovers nail polish, Sarah, which was edible.
That's good.
It came in original recipe and also hot and spicy.
Sarah, imagine if you're the boyfriend of a girl who's got that nail polish on, you've finished your meal, you don't have any dessert, so you start sucking on her fingers.
Oh, sorry, who's licking at their partner's hands?
Me, if they've just had KFC.
Oh,
I'll lick anyone's hands who's been eating KFC.
Over in the UK, you can actually go into certain stores in the UK, KFC stores, you can sit down, Sarah, like Max Brenner's, and you can have a gravy fondue with your chips.
That's amazing.
You know the chocolate fountains?
Yeah.
They do gravy fountains in KFC in the UK.
That's a good idea.
That is so good.
In the US, KFC has just brought out a new sunscreen.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. So you roast like a chicken? I mean, so does it smell like chicken or do you get the gravy flavour?
It smells like the original recipe.
Oh, in what, like cooking oil form?
Yeah. So, I mean, imagine if you could plan your day around KFC. I mean, you'd obviously eat it for breakfast.
Yes.
You'd then go down to the beach and put your KFC sunscreen on. You'd then go back and just dip your chips into that fountain of gravy, and then you go out at night doing your nails with the KFC nail polish.
You have to be careful, though, don't you, when you're sunbaking, because, you know, 20 minutes either side, you don't want to overcook.
Either side, yep. Yeah. You can burn very easily with that sunscreen on.
Yeah, no, chicken. That's gross.
Yeah, a couple of legs, just lathering up your legs. I love it. These are great ideas. Yep. I feel like, you know, like this is the Happy Meal for KFC now. I think they need to branch out into stuff like this.
Okay.
It's not just about your two-piece feed anymore. It's about what you get on the side.
I mean, there was KFC. Pizza Hut, I think, did a fragrance a few years ago.
Oh, they did.
Pizza Hut, I said.
Oh, right, okay.
they did a fragrance.
That's not a bad idea, though. Pizza Hunt.
Pizza Hunt.
Hunt
okay?
for your pizza.
Yep. Yeah, you got to hunt for it in the store.
I don't want to have to look for it, guys. Bring it to me. but that could be an idea for KFC if they wanted to do a cologne for Father's Day. Just that's smelling of chicken.
Mm.
I'd be into that.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll get on to the Australian KFC and tell them to lift their game for
all
everyone
right.
out there.
We'd love to see the nail polish if you're listening, Team KFC.
Oh! I only just realised. With Fitzy and Whipper.
It is time to give us a call, 13 24 10. Don't be embarrassed. And just tell us, what have you only just realised to win Gold Class tickets?
We've had a tweet. Janine has tweeted in at Fitzy and Whipper. She's only just realised your muscles are named according to how many there are. For example, bicep is 2, tricep is 3, quad is 4.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which makes total sense.
You don't really think about that, do you?
But no.
That's a good one.
Tissue buys and tries. God, you know a lot
about
that.
Have we got any others there, Sarah?
Yeah, I got one here. It says Gavin, which is a lie on this sheet because it's Sean Heron, the part-time program director here at Nova. He thought beef cheeks were from your bum. You know when you order the beef cheeks?
Yeah.
He didn't actually realise they were the cheeks of the cow's mouth. Not the bum cheeks.
Well, of course they'd be the your cheeks are your face cheeks.
Yeah, don't know how you ended up there. Jeez, at bum, Sean.
How
good
a beef cheeks.
Wonder if he's coming in today.
Diana, it's giving us a call from Rudy Hill. Diana, what did your daughter only just realise?
Hey, guys, have I snuck in for a 6 o'clock club key ring?
dump her. I mean...
Oh, no.
Donna, welcome to Only Just Realised. What have you only just realised besides the time?
Well, it's not me that's only just realised, it's my daughter who thought you needed an invitation to go to a funeral.
Aww.
So
yeah.
Only just realised that you don't need one. She was in the looking at the newspaper and went, well, I thought you needed an invitation.
Oh. It's a funny one because it's the same with weddings, in a sense, at the church. The reception is different, but if you're at the church, then it's free for anyone to come along. And I had an issue where I'd go along to a wedding for a friend, and then I'd be walking out. Mum would have snuck into the back of the church, and she's there with her little Nikon camera trying to take photos.
No, but mothers love doing that.
But you show
up to your children's friends' weddings, but you may not go to the reception.
She's not dressed for the wedding either.
I'm sure she was.
So she's there in a pair of leggings and a jacket, and she's not meant to be there at the wedding.
Hey, I can't fathom these people that just rock up to ceremonies.
No.
I want it the other way around. Hmm? I just want receptions, no ceremonies, bro.
Yep, in a perfect world. Get that shirt stuff out of the way.
James in Penrith, what did your girlfriend only just realise?
So I heard that. Hey, guys. Heard Dad's in the mines, and he does fly in, fly out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's acronym of FIFO. So he used to always say around her, FIFO, like he does FIFO. And she met someone in a different state, and he's like, oh, I do FIFO for the mines. And she's like, oh, my God, you must work with my dad. And he's like, oh, yeah, what company? She's like, FIFO. He's like, no, what company does he work for? And, yeah, she had, the penny dropped at a FIFO, actually stands for something.
I wonder FIFA, the company.
It does sound like a company, though, FIFA.
Fly in, fly out.
See, not many people would know FIFA.
Well, if you're in the mining game.
Could be an airline. FIFA, fly in, fly out. That's not bad.
Jackie and Cromer, what did you only just realise, Jack?
I only just realised, you know the saying, nip it in the bud?
Yep.
I thought for 23 years that it was nip it in the butt.
Yeah,
as in your bum.
Yeah.
You get a pinch in the bum.
Yeah, Jack, sometimes I still confuse it. You're not the only one there. So it's nip it in the butt.
In the bud.
Yeah, so nip it in the bud as in the plant.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah, so you're getting it wrong.
See, where
still,
do you get
mate?
That from? Is that a gardening term? Don't let that grow anymore.
Doesn't even make sense.
Nip it in the bud. I don't know. We can, Tom, look into that, please. Where's
no,
nip
that's
it in
what
the...
it means, nip it in the bud so it doesn't keep growing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You
cut it off
Google
before it grows.
It. You're just agreeing so you don't have to do anything.
Well, no,
oh,
I
no,
know
that
the answer.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
That is the answer. Okay. If cool. you want any gardening advice, Tom Ivey's your man.
Guys, no, gardening hour's coming up with Greg and I after 9 this morning.
Get Jamie Dury on.
Okay. No, don't you do it with Leno, but he's been stuck
well,
in a lift all
yeah, yeah. yeah, Leno just got out.
He just got out. Good news, guys.
Jesse in Rouse Hill, what did Jani just realise?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I really just realised that the equator isn't a country.
Ah, where did you think it was? Right in the middle all the way through.
Well, I thought those lines were just islands.
Well, you got Ecuador, which is similar, I suppose. It looks similar to the word.
It's a stretch, Jess. I mean, this is a safe zone. You shouldn't feel silly, although you might be sounding it right now. That's fine.
You're in the running. Natalie from Hornsby, what did you just realise?
I only just realised that Kazakhstan is actually a real country and not just made up for Borat.
Yeah, Borat put it on the map, didn't he, unfortunately?
he did.
It was so funny when the film came out because you weren't the only one that went, is that a real place?
Yeah, well, I saw it on the aeroplane when I flew over and then on the Olympics it only rubbed it in even more.
Yeah, but I don't think the national anthem is like Borat sings it.
No.
Or the national uniform is a mankini.
Yeah, I don't think that is the standard dress there. Thanks for your call, Nat. Maddie in Canterbury, what did you only just realise?
Hey, guys, I only just realised that when you buy a ticket through Ticketek, how it always says plus BF. I always assumed it was plus you can bring a boyfriend with your ticket.
Oh.
But
that's
I've
good.
Later learnt that it's plus a booking fee. So that was, brand new news to me.
It's just such a good deal at Ticketek. You can always bring your boyfriend. It's a bad deal for guys because if they've got a girlfriend, sorry, fellas.
That is brilliant, Maddie. You are the winner this morning. You've won Gold Class.
Oh, thank you.
I do love Book Week. It's just brilliant. Absolutely adore it. And it's happening around Australia at the moment. And we celebrate booksellers, authors, illustrators. And the kids sell up, they dress up as their favourite characters out of their books. And we celebrate Australian children's literature. And it's happening at the moment. There was a bit of controversy yesterday. There always is. Unfortunately, there was a young boy who went to school as Nick Natanui, who has a Fijian background. It's the blackface debate again, where a mum has dressed her child and unfortunately put brown sort of polish on him to go to school.
On the blackface.
And a lot of people are upset about that. But, there's a lot of, there's a lot of great costumes that are getting around at the moment. I just hope it's not taking away how good Book Week is for kids.
Yeah, it is. It is a fun week. What book are you reading at the moment, mate? Are you part of a Book Week at home?
Keith Richards' Life, which is probably not a kid's book.
Yep, sure. That's fine. Sarah, you got anything you're looking at?
No, I can only really commit to a magazine these days. But do you remember last year, I think it was Book Week, that mother in the US who sent her kid to school as Christian Grey?
That's
from
right.
From 50 Shades and all the other teachers sent him home. And the poor kid was just in a suit, but he said, I'm Christian Grey from 50 Shades.
With some gaffer tape and a couple of cable ties around his wrist.
Poor thing.
Book Week comes down to your mum, I suppose, and how much work she's prepared to put in. And you go to Weenie School and you can see the mums that I think Book Week means more to them than any other child out there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
See, because I was pretty disappointing. I went as Grug.
I love Grug, mate.
Grug is a great character.
Yeah, I went as the BFG one year because I was tall and skinny.
Yeah.
I went as Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah, that would have worked for you.
Mum made a little wooden dagger. Yep. I won it that year because she went to the effort to make a wooden dagger.
That's not bad.
Which I used as a weapon out at lunchtime there to steal other people's lunch.
Yeah,
which
sure.
Not bad.
That's good. I don't think I ever really did too many outfits. I remember we did Gold Rush
or
Week.
Books. Yep.
Or books. And I had to go along to school dressed as someone from the Gold Rush era. I don't know what the book
what
was
book
or what
was
we
that?
Were doing. I'm not sure what it was called.
Yeah, I remember going to school dressed as a haggis. Yeah, I don't know what that was related to.
We had to do it for a week, Sarah, right?
Yeah.
For whatever
Isn't
the book it was.
Haggis food?
Yeah, haggis is food.
I think Mum was confused.
Yeah, it's a Scottish food.
It is.
You would have seen it on The Bachelor last night also. But I for a week, you had to wear this outfit, and I had a fake beard. So every time I got in the car to go to school, Mum would go, put your fake beard on. Luckily, in year seven, I had a natural beard, which was fine. I didn't have to dress up anymore in the outfit. It was just ready to go.
Did you come home with a couple of nuggets? Or
I did. But what they did was, thanks for asking, they just got rocks and spray painted them gold. That was the last time I wore white undies, which was great. But it was a terrific week dressing up for school. Yeah, always fun.
Well, 13, 20, 14, we want to hear from people. You know, what are your disaster stories from Book Week going to school as? Because it can ruin your reputation. I mean, if you rock up and you're just an absolute joke with what you're wearing.
I'm really struggling not to repeat myself here, but can we just hear it one more time, Tommy? Just tell us one more time.
We told this story this time.
Just give me one more time. Please, one more for anyone who missed it, because it's my favourite story.
People only listen for 20 minutes and then they...
Well,
maybe even less, Fitzy, I think.
It's hard to say. We'll check the numbers again.
The statistics.
I was a larger kid.
Yeah.
And Mum, for Book Week, dressed me up in a flannelette shirt and stuffed all. Oh, we don't need this.
Come on.
Come on, Tommy.
Let it out.
Share it with the group.
She stuffed like Cadbury chocolate wrappers all through my shirt and down my pants and stuff.
So the book was?
What?
And the book was Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, great book.
And so I went along as Charlie and I stood up and I, you know, paraded in front of everyone. And at the end of the parade, the book parade, they said, "You've won."
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
Never won anything.
This is the thing you've won.
Yeah, this is the greatest day of my life. I don't win much, you know, I'm a bit bigger and not very popular. And then they handed me the certificate, and on the certificate it said, "Congratulations, Augustus Glump."
He's the one that got stuck in the tube. He jumped into the chocolate river.
Yeah.
Save some for later.
Yeah.
They just assumed, based on your belly size, that you must have been the fat kid from the story and not
for the rest of year eight. People would yell out, "Save some for later," like that sort of stuff.
That is, that must have been hard to live with.
Who was that? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We went to the same primary
school. Get to the chopper.
Lights, camera, hilarity.
Sarah's bearers, it upsets me to throw to you like this.
Yeah.
Because if she's upset, so am I. But Britney Spears, having a little bit of a tough one.
Yeah, poor Britters. They're making a biopic about her, right? And she is not happy in the slightest. Exciting news, though, the lead character playing Britney is an Australian actress, Natasha Bassett. She's going to do it. Yeah, the filming is due to start in September. It'll be released in 2017. But Britney's reps have said Britney Spears will not be contributing in any way, shape or form to the Lifetime biopic, nor does it have her blessing.
I've just seen a photo of
Natasha
Bassett.
What does she look like?
She is very Britney.
Yeah, she is quite. I mean, I'm sure they'll do some stuff, change the hair.
I'd be wrapped if I was Britney.
Yeah,
I've never seen her before.
She's very attractive.
Has she been in anything?
She's been in a few movies, but nothing huge, no big blockbusters. But the thing is, I mean, I guess Britney doesn't want all this stuff to be relived. You know, she's had a few divorces. She had that awful split with JT when she apparently cheated on him.
Who's going to play K-Fed?
Rob Kardashian.
You could put your hand up for that.
You probably could.
Can I just ask, who's running to the cinema to see the life story of Britney Spears?
Well, I would say this is a made-for-TV release.
All right, who's sitting on the couch to watch? I mean, don't get me wrong, there's some great, what do you call it, biopics out there. What are we going to watch and learn about, Nelson Mandela or Britney Spears?
Well, no, it's not about that, mate.
Oh, God, the emotional journey of being part of the Disney Club with Justin Timberlake and then having a single, putting on weight and attacking a car with an umbrella. Thanks for viewing, guys.
She had a full-blown breakdown. There's a lot that went on there.
A lot of people have breakdowns, sir. I don't reckon there's a story in it, man.
Mate, why do people watch the Kardashians?
Wonderful question, Ryan. I assume it's rhetorical because there's no answer.
Well, Fitzy, you loved the Amy Winehouse one. I don't think this will be quite up there with that. But
no. Anyway.
That is an amazing documentary.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Guys, Johnny Depp has begun the process of paying out Amber Heard's $7 million divorce settlement. But did you know she's actually requested that every single dollar goes to charity? So that's started coming into effect now. They've confirmed that money is, in fact, going.
Wow.
The first bit's gone to the Children's Hospital in L.A.
They've received
the first installment. Yeah, it is pretty good. And I think all the sort of criticisms around her and the split and what she was after are put to rest with the fact that she's giving it away.
Well, you look good too, don't you? Because tax deductible, anything over $2.
Well, she also doesn't need them. That's not nice.
Sort of working the system there, just clearing your name and trying to look good.
She doesn't really need the money though, because those rumours about her and Elon Musk are apparently still, they are hot and heavy. Yeah.
God, put her in a rocket.
Did you guys see The Bachelor last night?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God, the chocolate bath. It has everyone talking. So Richie took Alex on a single date. and they've gone and they've been making their own lint chocolate or something, and then they get into a bathtub which is filled to the brim with melted chocolate. And they're touching each other and having a good time. What? And this was how Alex described the incident.
Things are extremely electric when Richie and I are together. I have never felt chemistry like this with someone before. Like, I feel so alive with him.
So that was her account of the moment. This is what people on Twitter said. Genuinely grossed out by watching two people make out in a septic tank. Oh. Another one chimed in, for our romantic date, I've arranged for us to have a bath filled with what looks uncannily like feces.
Oh.
And then even Nova's Chrissy Swan, there is something unimaginably grotesque about that chocolate bath.
Yeah, and especially when she walked into the rest of the girls and said, we had chocolate everywhere.
Yeah. Oh. Well, the question has to be asked how far that chocolate would have gone.
That's right.
It's everywhere. Not nice.
And the Chiquito everywhere. Bar that was left in.
That was a bit weird. There was a lumpy section to
that's
it.
That's gross.
What's her name again?
Alex.
I'm trying to be positive about Alex. If I had to sum her up in one word, I'd go with Kino.
She's gone a bit cray-cray.
She's just a bit
Tom,
over the
can
top.
You take that grab when we get Alex
no,
on?
No, don't play
yes.
it to her.
Oh, don't.
No, I don't want to put her down. I just feel like you've kind of got to play it a bit cool, and she's 110%.
Follow your heart, mate.
Yeah.
No, but they're making it hard for you to think that anyone else could possibly win, but surely she can't be the winner. She laughs at everything he says, even when it's not funny. She's trying
Last
too hard.
Last night, she looked like the favourite. The kiss in the bath was really full on.
They were getting into it.
And great news too, Fitzy. We're going to announce tomorrow. Have we sorted this, Tommy?
Yeah, we have. Yep.
Okay. We're going to do a photo shoot of Sarah and Gary in a chocolate bath on Monday.
Oh, wow.
Which is, Gary doesn't know about it yet, but
please,
Sarah.
Gary.
Oh, I'm sure he's stoked.
Bring your denim cut-off shorts.
Oh, thank you.
It's carob. It's carob, though, so yeah,
oh, thank
it's
you. Much healthier.
All right, 13, 24, 10. Can I have a bit of juicy music, Jay? Because I want to know if you've cheated on your partner on a holiday. You're the guy with all the buttons, mate, so that's why I ask you. So when you reply with, it concerns me because it's your job.
That's juice.
That's good. That's juicy music. Yeah, if you've been on a holiday, maybe you've been cheated on. How's this? They say 25%, 1 in 4 people cheat on their partners.
Jeez, that's a big statistic.
What, while they're on holiday?
No, that's just in general. Oh, that's your population day to day, week by week, board relationship. Hey, you're cute, kiss me, but I'm married. Whoops.
1 in 4. So there's 5 of us right now in the studio. Who's going to put their hand up?
Wouldn't be surprised if Tommy's hooking up with Jenny from Parrots, who does his hair.
I would not hook up with my hairdresser. She is lovely, though.
I'd say Tom.
Yeah, me
why,
too.
Why is everyone saying me?
What about Steve, the guy that lives upstairs from you?
He does have a good bedroom life,
what about
doesn't he?
The 50-year-old who's just found a new boyfriend?
Don't.
Is it you, the one that's pretty heavy on the old workbench?
No, that's all at midnight, and I'm fast asleep at that time.
Your wife took a broom into bed
the
other day.
She took a mop to bed to bang on the ceiling so that the neighbour would stop.
Who knows what's going on there?
Well, it's a very complicated bedroom at my house.
Clearly.
Invite only, I assume.
She's sleeping with a couple of mops. I've already used that.
You've already, you did that one last week.
But no, but I've enjoyed it again.
Recycling's good.
No,
sorry, guys.
I've still enjoyed that. Apparently 13% admitting to cheating while on holidays. That's nearly 1/5 of people cheating on a holiday. Because, you know, you work your bum off all week or for 3 hours a day, and then when you have special time, right, I think it's every 10 weeks for us, and you're with your family, then that's the time that you should be embraced. You shouldn't be running off poolside drinking cocktails looking at some other girl on a sun lounge.
It's very brazen, isn't it?
Never do that.
It's that, but you know, it's that classic, guys would probably do it as well. You go out for dinner and then the partner would say, a little bit tired, honey, why don't we go back to the hotel room? No, I might stay out for a little bit, just have a couple more beers if that's okay. I won't be long. Game over, disaster,
that's
mate.
It. That's why I won't go back to Kuta, mate. Lisa's banned me from Bali.
Well, we actually had a call a couple of weeks ago about this. We had a corker call.
This was unbelievable. This was Sandy who called the show.
My husband, he had an affair, and to make it up to me for Christmas, he bought me tickets to go to Thailand. And then while we're on there, on our tour, he hitched up with another girl.
How did you bust him in Thailand, Melinda?
I got like a jungle rash, and I had to stay in my room out of the sunlight, and I could see from my hotel window in the pool with the chick.
Oh, Melinda!
I know, and he denied it, and then he got back with her after we broke up.
That is just just first of all, for her to get a jungle rash, you're stuck in a room and all you can see outside of your room is the pool and just him just cuddling another girl.
And it's she's just banging horrible. On the windows, knowing she can't be hit by that bright light or the rash will get worse. What are you
going to... David!
And he's just making out with some girl in the pool.
Kiss her! Do not kiss her!
I mean, what are you going to do? Worry about your rash or your husband hooking up with another bird? Run outside and slap him!
I need more cream!
Sarah, in Bankstown, what's your story?
Hi. I was volunteering overseas for quite a few months. And my partner at the time, I hadn't seen him for quite a while, came over at the end of my trip. And then while he was there, he went out drinking with a few people that I'd been volunteering with. And, yeah, got with another girl, out of town.
Volunteered his tongue that night, did he?
Yeah, he did. So, yeah, lovely guy.
So how long have you been apart?
I hadn't seen him for about 5 months.
Oh, and then he came over to spend special time with you and hooked up with someone else.
Yeah.
Wow, what a jerk. You didn't get a jungle rash, did you, sir?
No, I didn't find out till quite a while later.
He's probably thought that because he is volunteering his time, that's his reward.
Yep. He's giving back, so what am I going to get out of this?
What am I getting out of this?
How'd you bust him, sir?
Well, I actually found out nearly a year later off a friend, and yeah, that's when I obviously called him. So I was like, who does that?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. Who does that?
Episode 9 of Modern Fam Bing Lee and Yenda and Lionel. This is a big one today because Yenda's trying to find Lionel love, even though he's married and got kids already. This is for the radio serial.
Oh,
we need
course,
to find some humour.
Not real life.
And what is the biggest dating show on television at the moment, Sarah?
The Bachelor.
Here we go, episode 9.
Hi, I'm Yenda Lee.
And I'm Lionel Lee.
And together we are Modern Fan Bing Lee.
Episode 9. Can you feel the Lionel tonight?
Can you feel the Lionel?
Running around meeting my family has made me want to start one of my own.
I've noticed, Lionel, and as usual, I'm one step ahead of you. I've organized a very special reality show to find you a wife. Okay, Osha, kick it in the guts.
This cut-price appliance store is about to become the stage for a truly amazing love story as we embark on an epic journey to find true love for Lionel Lee. Welcome to The Bachelor.
Wow, this is awesome. I'm blown away.
Let's meet the ladies.
My name is Nikki and I live about 100 k's east of Perth.
I hope that you have an amazing journey.
I hope you pack lunch because it's going to be an amazing journey back to Perth.
What? This isn't how The Bachelor works.
Sorry, Lionel. In The Bachelor, Yenda gets first right of refusal on all the contestants.
That's right. Now keep them coming, Ginsburg, or I won't cut your deal on that cheap panini press.
I'm Janie. I'm from Brisbane and I actually do kids' parties.
I do kids' parties too. It's called putting on Frozen DVD. See ya.
I'm Georgia.
No way.
Tiffany, hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Nat.
Bow bow.
Yenda, I appreciate the high standards you have for your son, but this is the last contestant. We don't have anybody left.
Hi, Lionel. I'm Kira. I like lungworts on the beach and taking you down a peg or two when I think you're getting too big for your boots.
So far, so good. What's your idea of a perfect date?
I love a night in watching a movie on a Sony Blu-ray player for $129 and my 55-inch Sony Bravia for a crazy $2,399.
I mean love.
Same here. What do you say, Kira? Shall we skip all this carry-on and just get married?
Oh, Lionel. I do.
Congratulations! If you'll just sign here, it's all legally binding.
There you go.
Why are you so happy, Osha? Did you see the prize I'm doing you for the panini press?
My name's not Osha. I've changed it to Lionel Lee!
What?
That's right, all these years of playing second fiddle to The Bachelor, I've finally found true love!
You changed your name to steal my girl?
You don't know where you've started, Ginsburg. I'll bury your body next to Grant Daniel.
Will Lionel ever find love? Will Osha Ginsburg get away with all of this? And will Yenda host a massively successful reboot of The Weakest Link?
You are The Weakest Link. Now you have to cage fight me.
Ah! Yeah! You won't find out next time on Modern Fam Big League, because in a star-studded celebrity finale...
Wow, it's been quite a ride, hasn't it? I'm Richard Wilkins here at Fox Studios on the set of Modern Fam Big League, where we'll move aside the microwaves, shuffle over the soundbars, and take you behind the Bing.
That's next time, for the last time, on Modern Fam Big League.
Oh, God, there is a lot going on in their life.
The Bachelor! My God!
What was the name of the girl we were talking about? Alex.
Keno.
Keno, man.
Alex!
Slow down. I reckon there's a clear battle which you'll see playing out in The Bachelor. One will be... where's her face? Nikki. Nikki?
Yeah, she was great.
And Alina.
Yeah, they're both stunning, and they both seem very normal.
Yeah, Alina's still being held back by the producers of the show. Mm. There was a bit of emotion from her last night. You'll see her, no doubt, towards the end. She's stunning, Alina, isn't she?
She's got one leg.
Huh?
Alina?
That's Eileen. It's Alina. Okay, so don't go making those
jokes. Good from you,
jokes.
Fitch.
Yeah,
sorry,
you're not bad on a Friday.
It's an oldie.
It's a classic. It's a classic. The chocolate bathtub was interesting. What I thought we should go through, Sarah, I want you to put yourself in the position of one of these girls, okay. All right? So as I hold the picture here of all their faces, mm-hmm. and I'm going to add a circle and draw you in, okay?
Okay, thanks.
I want to know what you think, because I've been watching The Bachelor, and besides Richie's awkward laugh, have we got that there? I think some of his lines are just a little on the cheesy.
Well, everything's just, you're beautiful, you're amazing.
But you know when he sits down and he talks to the camera, are they recording him for an hour and then just playing back his awkward, cheesy lines?
Probably.
So what I thought we'd do, I just wrote a few down and voiced them myself for Richie. I just want to see the impact of what they would have and which and how you think these would go down in front of a girl. Let's hear the first one here.
I'm going to add some salt in mine because you're incredibly ground.
That's him talking about chocolate last night.
What?
Grounded?
No, ground. Like I just
you
ground
don't say
salt.
Someone's ground, though.
What does that mean?
Well, you're ground something. He's just basically saying he's going to add some salt.
Aren't you saying you're
grounded?
Down to earth?
That's what you're trying to say, yeah.
Grounded.
So that's not going to work.
Yeah.
What else have we got, Joe?
I'm a competitive beast, and I make no apology for what's about to go down.
What do you think? I wouldn't come out with that line.
It feels confronting.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit full on.
Threatening?
No, threatening's too strong a word, but it does feel like you'd say, I'm happy with a handhold, possibly a peck on the lips. You're a little bit full on.
I make no apology for what's about to go down. Jesus, Richie. Let's have a listen to the next one.
I've told you before, you ignite me.
That's an awkward thing to say
to a girl.
That's
a good one.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a fire inside and you've started the fire.
I think so too.
You don't need to use those analogies. Can't you just say I've got some feelings for you?
No, it's cute. No. It adds a level of romance to it.
All right, so you and Gary are there having a glass of wine and he turns to you, stares into your eyes and says, you ignite me.
Without the laugh, I would find that very romantic.
What else did he pull out last night?
Chocolate is good at releasing serotonin, which they say is the chemical of love.
Oh, you're not a scientist,
no,
mate.
You're
on The Bachelor. Zip it.
You're just a guy with a six-pack trying to get into a hot tub of chocolate. Don't give me your love potions. What else did he go with?
I'm a hands-on kind of cook. I don't mind getting messy. If you can't cook with your partner and end up a bit dirty, you're not cooking correctly.
Oh, okay.
Does he say it like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not cooking correctly.
You know, when he did say that last night, my first thought was, it's not MasterChef. You got nothing there, Richie.
No. And the chocolate flirtation fight just seemed a bit forced.
Wasn't it?
The
wiping on the nose and then, oh my goodness, my cheek.
Were there any other cheesy lines you had last night?
Chocolate is easy to flirt with. We're getting messy in the kitchen and that's what it's all about.
That would be Whipper at home. As Lisa's trying to do things with the kids and you're saying chocolate's easy to flirt with.
I mean, is it good advice this weekend if you've got a date? You know, organise it. Have the chocolate ready to go on the kitchen bench when you get home. And bang, just start covering yourselves.
No, bottle of champagne. Get you there faster.
Oh, okay, there you go. Well, there's a personal shout out to Gary this morning. There you go, Gary.
It's got to be a quality drop, just so you know.
Good luck, Richie. You're doing well on The Bachelor. You're firing up, which is great.
This wrap up of the week. Bye.
Drop the mic, man. It's Sarah this morning up against Bo Ryan.
Yeah. Thanks for having me again. All right. What a show last night.
Okay.
Big show. Well, great to have the footy show back, mate.
It was great last night.
You beauty.
Night.
All right. Well, who wants to go first, Bo? I mean, you're the guest, or do you want the ladies to go first?
No, I'll go first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sarah. Feeling well, confident.
Bo needs a bit more time to practice, so he can do that while he hears me.
Oh, first!
Yeah.
I haven't slept.
Sarah, what are your subjects this morning, sir?
What have I got? The KFC herbs and spices
recipe
being revealed.
Yes.
Ricky Gervais coming on the show, and the Aussie Dictionary. You know how it added new words and slogans?
Let's drop that beat, man.
Yeah. Okay,
let's
hear
this.
Sarah, let's get into it.
You've got this, sir. You've got this.
Fire up!
Bring it in.
We use the rap to look back at the week. Welcome, Bo. You're going to get beat. Ricky Gervais dropped in for some laughs, said Whippers' jokes are so bad he needs a bath. KFC's herbs and spices revealed. Whippers happier than when he wears high heels. So pleased is he about the leak. He's agreed to eat KFC all week. The new Aussie Dictionary came out the other day. So many words that the Bogans say. Nothing fancy or anything glitzy. In fact, you'd think it was written by Fitzy. Oh, you'd be rapping, but I ain't capping. The last time you need Google mapping. Don't take on the master when you come on this show. You can ask who's in charge, but I think we all know.
Boom!
Oh,
boom!
Oh,
whoa! He has been hit.
You're in a bit of trouble, mate.
My God.
Long-haired Eminem.
Oh. That's a compliment.
Is it?
I love Eminem. I love Eminem.
Oh. That was massive.
Wow. How do you feel,
dude? That's pressure.
You're B-Rabbit, man. You're about to step up to the mic, bro.
You might be mates with The Rock, but can you rap? You know what I mean?
Bring it, sister.
If he's The Rock, you're the stone.
doesn't make sense.
More of a pebble.
Pebbles. A bit of grit.
Okay, now, Bo, your topics. Olympians return home this week.
Yeah.
Whipper singing, you've heard the audio of Whipper singing to his teenage ex-girlfriend, and Brittany is on carpool karaoke with James Corden. You ready to go, dude?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to get this out in one go.
You've got your Chicago Bulls hat on.
Oh, here we go!
Come on, man.
Bo!
You've got
Bring it,
man. You've got it. You put out the challenge to Bo Ryan. I'm a rapping machine, you know I'm not lying.
No!
The worst thing I heard all week, Whipper and his guitar pretty bleak.
Oh!
After hearing that, you should be single. The only thing you love is a Pringle. Singing was on another level. Your wife Lisa deserves gold medal.
Oh!
Olympians back from the games the last week before we forget their names. So many athletes, moment of glory. Marathon's quicker than a Fitzy story.
Oh!
In the car, Brittany didn't sing. I wish Whipper would do the same thing. Poor Sarah's been placed in a trap. You both can't be bothered to rap. Fitzy and Whipper, you're getting lazy. You're getting old, you're rapping hazy. This rap's smooth, my beats are tight. Getting pumped, footy show last night. Benji Marshall was my mate. Now I don't give a
Sorry.
He's gone rogue on us. He's lost us.
Sorry.
We've had to beep him out at the end there. But geez, he gave it his best.
He's turned into Little Wayne.
Bo Ryan, thanks for coming in. The winner's got to be Sarah today.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well done,
mate.
Cool
I love you guys. I haven't slept, you know. Benji, the show. Thanks for having me.
Lisa and I had a guy follow us for about an hour last night as we cut a lap around Centennial Park. It was a paparazzi, Mr. Fitzgerald. He had a long lens and I spotted him hiding behind a car.
Geez, he's struggling for work.
That's what I said to him. I said, who are you looking for? Every time I see a paparazzi and if they're taking a photo of me, I think, what are you doing? Because I'm not of note and I'm not someone you chase. There's no sale for gossip mags when you've got photos of the fat guy at the park. So I always say, who are you looking for, mate? And a couple of days ago, this guy who I saw said, oh, we're looking for the girls from The Bachelorette.
Well, then why would they be following you?
I don't know. But the more
they're the most confused pap on the planet.
Yeah, can you just smile for us, Lisa?
Oh, didn't know she had the job. You know what the weird part is? This was a couple of days ago. This guy at a separate area where we were. He was taking photos and I saw him. And that's when he told me about The Bachelorette. He spent half an hour trying to take photos of him and of us. And I just let it go. I don't care. Do what you want, mate. I'm having fun. And he can't. And then the photos don't appear anywhere. So you know that he's got the photos, got back in the car, rung around. Hey, got Whipper and the family down at the park. Who wants them? Not us, guys. nothing from us. So yesterday, as we're walking around the park, the most concerning part to start with was the fact that when I realised he was there, I'd been picking my nose.
Oh.
Like walking, and I've been a bit sick, so I'm a bit clogged up. And
take a tissue, mate.
Knuckle deep in the nostrils there, you know what I mean?
And, gross.
So how long have you been Googling yourself for?
Quite a long
just
time.
Just to see when just they come up. When they
well,
come
not
up.
At all, Fitz. He's got an alert, so it can't see him.
Yeah, alerts were always a bit late, which surprised me. But then we continued to walk around and play in the park. Then I realised there was another one. So there's these two guys, long lenses, following us around the park. I'm continuing to think, you've got the wrong person. Who are you actually looking for here? And there I was with Ted playing around. Then Lisa had to go home early because Jack had cracked that Noel's left at the park with Ted. Then the guy just follows me home.
That's creepy.
So I'm walking around the street, and I got halfway up my street, and I thought, I'm sure he'll just leave it at the park. Here I am still trying to pick my nose at the same time. He follows me into the street. We get halfway up the street, and there he is just hiding behind a bush halfway down the street, not far from my house. It was just the weirdest thing in the world. So I walk back down the street, and I said, mate, I don't particularly want you to know where I live. So he says, well, you know, I'm just getting photos at the park. And I said, well, you can go to the park and get photos. Do what you want. I don't know why you're targeting me. I thought something had happened, Tommy. I rang Tommy and said, what have we done on air? What is the story?
Whips thought there was a big scandal. And suddenly, you know, at first the Paps and then ACA would be out the front.
I thought we'd done the panic room again, mate, or something heavy had gone down. Don't mention the war. So I said, don't bring it up, guys. So I said to him, what are you doing? And he goes, look, no camera. And I said, I don't care. What are you following me home for? And he goes, because I want to find out where you live.
Oh,
and I said,
no.
You can't do that. You can't just be a random person following me home.
There's
anyone else you'd call
the cops? Struggling paparazzi out there that need any ounce.
Not as desperate as the breakfast announcer that needs to tell the story about the Pap that follows him around the city.
That's not nice.
You know what, Matt DeGroot? The major point to this is, for the paparazzi yesterday, those photos. Those photos won't appear anywhere.
You're a big deal, mate. You're
and
a big
once
deal.
Again, they'll the struggle Paps. To sell them and they've wasted their time. Anyway, I am going to be at the Richmond McDonald's.
Spotted.
1 o'clock this afternoon if the paparazzi.
Coming up next, I've got a new blog out.
Fitzy and Whipper.